GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hailrick Tyler Show. We're welcoming the Spin Doctors back on the radio. George, who is the Republican operative with ties to Win Maine?
Well, it's that handsome guy, Brent Littlefield. Hi, Brent.
How are you guys doing this morning?
We are doing well. The equally handsome John Wadsworth, busy with the fam, but affording us time on the Feedy Cudor telephone line, the Democratic operative. John, welcome back. How are you this morning, sir?
Merry Christmas, guys.
Yes. Nice to hear. Oh, it sounds like you're in the car. You're in Santa's sleigh, taking the kids to school probably, aren't you?
I am. I've got two drop-offs for my little elves, so I'm solo dadding it today, so you get car, John.
Let's jump into this. Washington Post ABC News poll. There are no surprises to us on this end of the phone line. 49% of Americans say Trump should be impeached. 46% say he should not be impeached. That's pretty much where it was in October. All of this goings in Washington, D.C. is not moving the needle, John Wadsworth. Let's start with you.
No, and this is not surprising. The fact is, opinions about Donald Trump have been hardened for 3 years now. If anything, what this has done is simply solidified people's opinions one way or the other. It's not surprising to me. We are living in highly polarized times with massive partisanship on both sides. So I think this poll just reflects the current state of reality.
Brent Littlefield, we'll ask you the same. Here's the poll that says 49% say impeach, 46% say no. It's pretty much unmoved from where it was in October. Everything that's happening in Washington and blaring out of our televisions, if we choose to watch it, isn't moving the needle.
Well, that's because the people that are choosing to watch it are people that already have their minds made up. I mean, this is TV viewing for partisans, people that are hardcore Democrats and hardcore Republicans. That's who's watching this stuff. And that's enough ratings to make CNN happy and have them have a good Christmas and get Christmas bonuses for the people that sell ad time. That's really what this is. I mean, if you want to look at the government subsidizing business, which some people claim, you can look at this impeachment hearing being put on the Democrats to get free TV programming for the cable news networks. And the reality is that Americans who are kind of like not political junkies, going about their everyday business, and who ultimately, quite frankly, decide elections because they are the classic swing voter. They pay attention near the end. They walk in and vote. They're just not paying attention to much of this. And, the polls go back and forth. It depends on what polls you look at. You know, the latest polls, some of them show Trump's disapproval way up. Some show it way down. The latest USA Today Suffolk poll shows his approval and disapproval within 2 points of each other. I mean, you could spend all day talking about this stuff, and like you said, I don't really think much of it's moving the needle.
John, I'll start with you on this. You and Brent do wonderful work for your clients, and you live in a political world. In my small little world, going into the gym and family things and, you know, meeting the public, sports, whatever, I haven't had a single person really try to pin me down or even ask me about the impeachment or Brexit. If they're paying attention, I'm not hearing it. Nobody asked me anything about it. Is this normal? Or are we just real people?
No, this is very normal. Look, most Americans want the government to just do their job and not get in the way. And so that's what's happening. The government's doing its job. I find it a little disheartening that people aren't paying attention because I think these are critical matters. And, you know, we all have a responsibility to vote in the most educated fashion possible. That being said, the fact is people watching it are going to vote. So I disagree with Brent. I think the ones watching it are going to be the ones who decide this election. And I think this is going to juice the base on both sides to come forth. But I think left-leaning independents are going to be more juiced than the opposite side. I think you're seeing, it's why we've seen these wins over the last few years for Democrats. And I think that I think that this stuff does matter.
Well, Brent, obviously some serious business going on in Washington, but we're going into the Christmas season. If people are thinking about it, they're certainly not showing it. You stay away from social media. You stay off the three news channels. You wouldn't know anything's going on at all, right?
Yeah, with the exception of liberal-leaning producers at some morning TV shows that try to feed it to people. Look, I agree. I think I mentioned before, I traveled for Thanksgiving out to the left coast. I say that jokingly, to the state of California where my wife is from, and she's got a pretty political family. Just in terms of watching the news and talking about the news, and I didn't have a single person in her entire family bring it up, and I didn't hear a single person anywhere I went in the regular public bring it up. Same thing in the neighborhoods and areas that I live in, and people that I'm around that aren't working in politics, no one's talking about it. So I really do think that this is programming for the politically minded, no different than I think at this point some of these early primary states are for Democratic voters. I think if you live in Iowa and New Hampshire, you're probably paying a little bit more attention, maybe South Carolina and Nevada, but with the exception of being forced to see billionaire ads from Democrats with all these super rich Democrats like Bloomberg and Steiner, I don't think most people are paying attention.
Spin Doctors on the PDQ Door telephone line. That's Brent Littlefield, John Wadsworth, the Democratic operative, as we talk matters inside the Beltway. Notice came to us in our McLaughlin Seafood inbox. We get notices of events and another rally of some sort, a protest, a demonstration, this one in Portland, calling for impeachment and removal. People not just happy with the idea of seeing Donald Trump impeached. They want him removed. I don't know how these people would feel about Vice President Pence becoming president of the United States. Brent, can I start with you on this one? Some people are not going to be happy with simple impeachment or even a censure. They want him removed. Will that happen?
Well, of course. Of course they do, and I'm sure they didn't vote for him in the last election. And, again, that's what, we saw this massive amount of money funding candidates. Again, I mentioned your backyard there. Jerry Golden, a vast majority of his money came from people outside of the state of Maine that were spending money to defeat and go after and try to impeach and get rid of Donald Trump. I mean, this is what happened across the country. Very, very activist-minded liberal activists funding Democrat candidates, and they spent a lot of money funding these candidates in the last election, and they won impeachment removal. That was what the game plan was from the get-go.
And John Wadsworth, to you, some people want impeachment, some people say censure's fine, but there are those that demand removal. Do you think those people are going to be happy with President Pence?
No, but I do believe that this is a long way to go, and there's still a lot more to come out. It makes me laugh that Brent talks about billionaire commercials when that's who's in the White House right now, or when he talks about money from outside the state, which was pretty much how Bruce Poliquin got into office in the first place. So, you're seeing this happen on the right where they're throwing disinformation around, just outright lies, and we all know it's not true because they don't have a leg to stand on. They don't have a great policy. They've spent the last 3 years trying to take away pre-existing condition protections. The administration has gone rapidly corrupt, and we just can't, This is par for the course for them. So they're going to complain about some sort of liberal media when the fact is people are going to want to see the truth come out. And that's the most important part, the truth come out.
John, we'll start with you. I'm wondering what kids are in class are going to learn about this procedure as we look forward to the Senate trial. You're being taught that this is very serious business, yet both on the left and on the right, everybody seems to be prejudging. They're sitting as jurors, and there's this trial that is obviously going to take place in January. You've got people saying, well, I've made my mind up already. Have we gone down a path where we can't get off next time?
George, can you give me one Democrat that said I've made up my mind already in the Senate?
Well, in the Senate, no, I can't.
And there it goes. See, I can give you three Republican senators who have already said. We had Lindsey Graham yesterday saying, I'm not trying to be an impartial juror. We have Mitch McConnell coordinating with the White House on the defense. We have Ted Cruz saying that it's not his job to be impartial. So it's incorrect for you to say everybody's made up their mind. While certainly viewers have, I think that's true, the people that matter, which are going to be the jury, which is the United States Senate, I think the Democrats have done a very good job of hanging back and saying, we're going to get this given to us anyway, so we'll just wait for it. I personally spoke to three senators who said that they whatever they felt about Donald Trump, they weren't even watching the hearings because they were going to be inundated with it anyway when the time came. So they were going to wait and hang back. What we have seen, however, is that the Republican Party is all in for Donald Trump and that they are not going to wait for any facts to come out. The facts are immaterial, and I find that very disheartening.
Well, Brent, I'll give you a chance to give the other side of that. John says that the Republicans are simply in lockstep. The Democrats aren't in lockstep?
I mean, look, the Democrats are almost in lockstep, although apparently there's now two Democrats that have announced they're going to vote against impeachment. You know, if this was the other way around, it was Republicans voting for it, it'd be the lead story with six-inch headlines in every newscast for 25 minutes at the beginning. But there's two Democrats say they're going to vote against it. So they're not completely in lockstep, but they're mostly in lockstep. And you can see this in the polling data. You know, 89-90% of Republicans support the president. 89-90% of Democrats oppose him. It's just new data in just the last couple of days. So, I mean, this is a polarized era in our country. It's a polarized system. And quite frankly, I think it won't really calm down until after the next election. And it may take us a couple of national elections to fully get this all kind of out of our system.
Guys, in our final moments, can we pivot to a topic aside from impeachment hearings and the process and ask you a question about Time Magazine's selection for business or for person of the year? Greta Thunberg. John, you're first. And I realize the kids are in the car and they might hear this. Did Greta Thunberg deserve to be Time Magazine's person of the year? And if not, who should have been person of the year? John Wadsworth.
You know, I can remember back in the 80s, they picked the Ayatollah as one, and it was very controversial. And the point was, it was about an impactful person, not, you know, before that, it had always been like the person who had done the best for the year. Now it was about impactful. In that case, I would say, sure, why not? You know, Time's person of the year is about writing the article around that person. And in that case, you know, it's an interesting story. She's a remarkable young woman who's doing a great deal to raise attention to the greatest problem of our time. And, yeah, I don't have a problem with it. It's a subjective pick by an editorial board.
Mm-hmm. She said her youth has been taken from her. I can think of some other youth in our world who are slaves that are maybe actually had their lives, their childhood taken from them. But Brent, Greta Thunberg, did she deserve to be Time Magazine's Person of the Year? And if not, who should have been Time Magazine's Person of the Year?
Well, I'm a very big fan of print. A big nod here still to our paper makers in Maine. But having said that, I don't know that Time Magazine's, quite frankly, very relevant anymore. I don't know that they've been relevant for some time. I don't know some kind of big news story that they've broken or something that they've done that's made them relevant. So I think that this is dissipating in terms of its importance. But, you know, they're going to pick from a group of people, anybody that's made headlines over the course of the year. She certainly made headlines. Regardless of how people feel about the president tweeting back and forth, I think it is important to question whether or not a child has all of the facts and ability to reason to make decisions on what the rest of the entire world should be doing with their lives. She seems to be pretty preachy in that regard, and we'll see. I'd be fascinated to see what she's doing 10 and 20 years down the road and kind of how much funding and money is around her in the process.
Yeah, let's remember she's only 16 years old and suffers from autism. She'll pass the test of making headlines for sure.
She doesn't seem to be suffering from it so much as excelling with it.
By the way, Ed writes to us, they still publish Time Magazine? GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.